The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Come on. The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. What's going on, you guys? I'm back with another episode of Unstoppable Mindset as your host, Shawn Michael Crane. Now, we're down here in the HQ in beautiful Santa Barbara, California. If you haven't been to Santa Barbara, you got to come and connect, man. We're having in-person masterminds every month. If you want to learn how to develop your mindset, life-changing habits, how to be a peak performer and get around other badass individuals, you got to come to Santa Barbara. So I have a very short but super impactful message I want to share with you guys today. Look, if you're not living your life all in, what the fuck are you doing? If you're not waking up with urgency, with purpose, with drive, you're wasting your life. You have to recognize that you only get to do this once. You do not want to get to the end of your life and look back wishing you would have lived differently. You don't want to have regrets. You don't want to think, what if? That feeling will eat you alive and you'll be on your deathbed in misery, okay? You won't have that peace knowing you gave your all. You won't have that inner peace knowing that you followed your heart. You won't have that inner peace knowing that you poured your heart and soul into every moment. You see, for me, that's what I want. In prison, I learned how to be successful. I was able to cultivate that inner peace in the most despairing environment imaginable. No family, no loved ones, no wife, no kids, no intimacy, right? I couldn't even leave my cell. I didn't get to pick and choose when I went outside. I didn't get to pick and choose what I ate for lunch, dinner, and breakfast. I had no options. But so what I did find is that within myself, I had unlimited options, unlimited resources, unlimited amounts of growth. I had to look within myself in those moments to find strength. And what I found when I started peering within myself is the truth. We all have the truth about who we want to be and what we're here to do in this lifetime. Most people, they never discover it because they're too distracted. They're too numb from drugs and alcohol. They're always looking externally and they never get to that moment in life where they finally look within themselves and find that truth, and they're never honest enough with themselves to pursue that truth. So in prison, I started to cultivate that vision of who I wanted to be stemming from that truth. I found the answers within myself. I knew who I wanted to be. I wanted to be charismatic, outgoing, loving. I wanted to be a good person. I wanted to be an athlete. I wanted to be physically fit. I wanted to be able to speak on stages. I wanted to be smart and read books and retain information. I wanted to inspire people. Like, I started getting this vision of the person that God intended me to be. Now, I didn't have this perfect vision of the next 50 years of my life. I just knew right then and there what I wanted to change. I didn't want to be a drug addict. I didn't want to be negative in my thinking. I didn't want to complain. I didn't want to hang around idiots and tell war stories all day long. I didn't want to be like my dad and like my uncles. I wanted to be somebody that I would look up to. So I had that vision, that first, step in where I wanted to go in my life. For a lot of you listening, you never start, so you never get anywhere. You think you need to have this perfect plan and this perfect blueprint before you start taking action. It never works that way. Action is what creates clarity. So long term, you'll get more clarity as you take more action. But you have to just start the process. That's what I did. I just started taking action and I started getting clarity as to where I was going. And over time, it expanded. Over time, the vision changed a little bit. Over time, it became more vivid, right? So the first component of you creating success in your life is your vision. Do you have clarity as to where you're going? Do you know what that first step looks like? You don't have to have it all figured out. I'm going to say that again, but you got to start somewhere. Now, the second piece is alignment. Okay. If you want to create real success in life, listen up. This is what you need to put together. You have to have a vision of where you're going, and you have to have alignment to that vision. Your alignment is the daily actions that you partake in. When you get up in the morning, do you know what you're doing? And do you know why? This is so important to understand. A person with a vision who has clarity and a big enough why will always find a how. They will always find a how. They will always find the answer. They will always find the solution. They will always find a way to take action. But people that don't have clarity and they don't have a strong enough why, they get distracted. They get sidetracked. They make excuses. They procrastinate because they don't know where the fuck they're going. So they can waste time. They can make bad choices. Like, they can just prolong this growth because they don't actually know where they're going and why they want to get there. When you know where you're going in life and you have a strong enough why, you'll always find a how, you'll find urgency, you'll find motivation every single day. And that's what started happening to me. You see, my vision started to come together and my why was never experiencing that regret and that pain that I had in my jail cell. Never doing things that made me feel bad about myself, that made me remorseful, and that led to regret. That's what drives me to this day. So I know if I get up and take massive action, I crush my workout, I go coach my coaching clients, I go share and spit messages online, motivation. I'm a good father. I'm an attentive husband. I'm there with my family. Like, that's what I need to do every day. And over time, that helps me to develop and grow into a better human being, a better person. And that person that I'm becoming is what draws in opportunities. That person that I've cultivated is what creates opportunities right now. Relationships, future business opportunities, speaking engagements. Like, that's the guy that can generate and earn money because he's become attractive to the world, right? You hear about the law of attraction all the time. It's you, motherfucker. It's you 100%. So if you really want to be successful in life, number one, you need a vision. And that vision has to be clear. You have to know where you're going. You don't have to have it all put together, but you have to know where those first couple of steps are going to lead you. In that vision, or coupled with that vision, is your why. Why the fuck do you want that life? Why do you want to be that person? Don't give me some surface level bullshit answer. Oh, my wife and kids. Yeah, then why are you fat and out of shape? Then why are you complaining all the time? Why are you broke? Why are you sleeping in? Why are you disgruntled? Why are you not at your best? You're giving me a bullshit answer. You think that's the right answer, but it's deeper than that. What happened to you as a kid? Were you bullied? Did you have trauma? Did you have pain? Did your parents leave you? Were they divorced? Did your first girlfriend break up on you? Did she cheat on you? Did you not feel good enough? What drives you? What deep down inside your heart and soul is going to get your ass out of bed to change your life? That's your why. Now, if you're having trouble really understanding, well, what is my why? I don't know. Sean got me all rattled. I don't know. I thought it was my wife and kids. Look, this is what I want you to do. Think about the five most impactful memories in your life. I don't care what it is, if it's good, bad, silly, funny, despairing. The first five things that just stood out in your mind right now, what are they? Write them down. Write them down. That's your why right now. That's what's going to drive you right now. It's probably a mixture of pain, loss, desire, goals you've had, this person that you want to be, this vision, this individual you looked up to. Maybe it was an athlete. Maybe it was a celebrity. But typically, our why is derived from pain. Typically, it's that pain that you can use as fuel and motivation to push you onward in life. Okay, so let's think about this. Success, how do we create it? Number one, you have to have a vision. Coupled with that vision is a why that is so powerful, it ignites a fire under your ass. Okay, next you need alignment. Every day you have to know, what do I have to do today to live in alignment with that vision? Meaning, what are the actions I have to take today to start becoming that person? What do I do and what don't I do? It's that simple. Draw a line down the middle of a paper and write down what I do and what I don't do. That's your fucking blueprint right there. That's how you have to live your life every single day. And the last component is integrity. The work that you do in the dark when no one's around, the thoughts that you have that no one could see, that's what's going to lead to you creating the life of your dreams. When you live in integrity with your best self, that vision, that person that you want to be, right, the world starts to recognize you. The world starts to respond to that man's energy. That man is living in integrity with who he says he wants to be. The energy you emit is so pure. It's so real. Authenticity is the most powerful frequency you can emit in this lifetime. 10 times more potent than love, 10 times more potent than gratitude. That's how you start to attract opportunities. That's how you start to attract success. And that's how you create a life that you love and cherish. I'm Sean Michael Crane. We're here to change the world together. I need you. Let's fucking go.